Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger. What a show we have for you today. We're going back and recapping the state girls basketball tournament. Hortonville girls basketball making it to their third consecutive state title. Recap everything that happened in Green Bay at the Rush Center. This is podcast number 79, is bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com, clintonvilletribunegazette.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. It'll go straight to your phone when we post it. It also goes on to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go ahead and follow us there. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specials get paid on your satisfaction, not by how much to sell the vehicle for. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And we will start in the sectional semifinal game where the Hortonville Polar Bears girls basketball team beat New London 67-42 for New London. Samantha Pepperly and Kate Christian both finished with 16 points. And for Hortonville, Mason McGlone had 13 points, 13 rebounds for double-double. Elias Schmidt, 11 points. Lexi Day had 10. But the star of the night was Cami Pepler. She had 20 points and a big start in the first half. And here is Cami Pepler after her performance in the sectional semifinal game.
It was just super fun. Like, the energy and the atmosphere was amazing. And my first time playing, like, in the sectional final, whatever it is. Yeah, it just was so fun. The team, just the bench energy, too. It was just amazing.
SES went off to a pretty big start, especially for you. What did you think of your performance tonight?
Just playing my part in the team, shooting open shots, just doing whatever I can to help out.
Did you guys feel confident going into this game?
Oh, yeah. Confident. We just came out and did our thing. It was fun.
And what do you think you guys need to do to get a win on Saturday and get yourself back to state?
You just gotta bring the same energy.
What?
Nice.
Yeah, we just gotta come out. It was just like this. Just play like we did. We'll do good.
And the Polar Bears went on to beat River Falls a couple days later to advance to the state tournament, I should say, for the third consecutive season. And they had to go up against Beaver Dam, unfortunately. Beaver Dam, obviously, a very good team. They have won the state title three consecutive seasons. The Polar Bears lost their state semifinal game against them 68-48. Cami Pepler and Lexi Day both had 12 points for the Polar Bears. Mesa Biglone had 10 points. Emily Nelson, she had a pair of threes to end her Hortonville career. She's the lone senior, so Hortonville's got quite a bit coming back next season, you would think. But after the game, we had a press conference. You have press conferences after some of the state tournament games, and I'll be meeting with Celeste Radka, Emily Nelson, and Mason McGlone. And here is how that went.
Just want to start off by saying, you know, congratulations to Beaver Dam. I mean, they've got a tremendous team, coached really, really well, and they play really hard. Defensively, I mean, they're pretty special. And they just got a ton of weapons, and, you know, give them a lot of credit for tonight. You know, they made a lot of plays, stepped up and hit a lot of shots from multiple different, you know, multiple people. So it made it extremely difficult for us tonight to, you know, sustain that high level of energy. I think it wore us down a little bit, but really proud of our kids and in the year they had. Battled through a ton of, you know, adversity and things all season, and just really proud of their effort. And going to be tough to say goodbye to this one here, but looking forward to seeing how this, you know, kind of sparks something in some of our kids. And this is the measuring stick. This is who you have to compete against. They're not going anywhere. So hopefully that this you know, fuels their drive, and the kids take it really serious this off season, because that's the measuring stick right there.
So. Hey, coach, let's open it up for questions.
Macy, you've played a lot of games this year, but what's the difference when you go up against Beaver Dam compared to a lot of the teams that you've seen?
Honestly, I don't really know. I mean, obviously they're better overall than just some teams. I mean, they play really good defense, which is another thing. and watching a lot of their film, I mean, they pass it really well. I don't know, I mean, there's differences between our teams. I'm not really sure what exactly separates Beaver Dam from everyone else, but overall they're just good and they play really hard, so.
Becca, to have Coach and Emily, you guys shared a moment there at the end. Can you talk about that a little bit as she was coming off the court?
You want to talk? Go ahead, or you want me to talk?
You can start.
Okay. This young lady means a lot to me. I'll try not to get emotional. She's poured her heart and soul into this program, and just basically thanking her for her time and effort and her trust in me. It hasn't always been easy. I've been extremely hard on her and, you know, wanting to get the most out of her. And there's just a lot of trust between us. I don't think I could stretch every single kid on our team as much as I've been able to push Emily. And it's just because I trust the kid. I trust who she is as a person, as a competitor. And I just wanted to say thank you for everything she's given. She is, as any kid that I've coached here at Hortonville, she has created the culture. She has, you know, put Hortonville where it is because of who she is as a person and as a player. Every single kid in that locker room has been impacted by Emily Nelson. Every single kid in this program feels like home because of Emily Nelson. We've had a lot of young kids have to, you know, step up and play for us, and they would not have been and had the season they had because Emily made it okay for them. Emily said, everybody's welcome here, and just, that's what she does. She just brings people together, and I'm just so proud to be her coach and have gotten the opportunity to coach her these past 3 years.
Beaver Dam sort of gradually built their lead. There wasn't, you know, like a 2-minute burst where they went on a huge run. It was sort of gradual. Was there a point in the game where you sort of felt like they delivered the dagger, where maybe your last best chance to make a comeback was passed?
I'm sorry. I was trying to find where you were, and I was
sorry.
I couldn't see.
Beaver Dam sort of built their lead gradually. They didn't go on, you know, like a big 14-0 run.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Was there a moment in the game where you sort of felt like it was kind of, for lack of a better way of putting it, the dagger, where maybe your best chance at building a comeback was
Yeah, you know, there was definitely a time where, you know, we took a timeout and it was like, you know, I don't even want you kids to be looking at the scoreboard. Yeah, we could, you know, sit back here in a 2-3, which I thought was the most effective against them, but that's not how we wanted to go down. We wanted to go out being aggressive and getting after it. So we just tried to play, you know, and just forget about results. You know, I don't care what the score is, just play and compete. And, you know, go all out. There's nothing to lose here. So I don't know if there was one moment, but, you know, I kind of stopped looking at the scoreboard and I was just coaching the kids and trying to get them to, you know, play with energy and compete as hard as they possibly could.
Over here on the left.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
So what was your plan defensively with a team that is so diverse and balanced? And mm-hmm. What do you think was that you were able to stand up with? And then kind of what did you have to give up and what?
Yeah, I mean, pick your poison. They have a lot of kids that can score. We tried to, you know, hold Wilkie down as much as we could. Tried to kind of match up with her and not give any help off of her. The other guys, you know, trying to get a gap and make things as cluttered as possible. But as you could see, you know, they shoot the ball really well, so that kind of put the kibosh on that one. But tried to sit behind in the post so we could kind of match up on the perimeter so we didn't have to offer any help. We were okay with Macy playing one-on-one in the post. So, you know, that was one of the adjustments we kind of made. And then just trying to keep them as off balance as possible, which is really tough with a veteran team that has really strong guard play. Their guards handled a lot of the stuff that we were throwing at them, you know, switching up defenses and things like that. They just, you know, you can tell that they played together for a really long time and really comfortable. So, yeah, that was the plan, but they pretty much dissected anything you tried to do, which, you know, give them credit.
Emily, what does it mean to you to play on this team for the last 4 years, especially the last three, getting to a game to state?
I just feel extremely blessed for everything that Hortonville basketball has given me. As you could see from Coach just talking before, how much she cares about every single one of us. Our whole coaching staff is probably one of the most dedicated coaching staffs for any high school basketball team. The players, like, this is my family. I know a lot of people say that, but I really mean it. Like, these are my best friends. I'm so thankful for all of them. And as much as you may think that I had an impact on them, they had such an impact on me. And I just feel really, really blessed to have been able to spend the past 4 years playing basketball with such great people.
Coach and Macy, can you talk about how soon you start thinking about next season and working for that, because the roster is such fabulous coming back in that way?
You know, obviously as a competitor, it drives you. For me, I'm already like, you know, how do we need to improve? How do we need to get better? But I also think it's important that these guys, you know, take a second to reflect. And, you know, that's what I tried to do with them in the locker room, just reflect on what a great season we've had, you know, and all the, you know, accomplishments and highs and lows throughout the season. I think you have to appreciate those things. But yeah, I know we have kids that are competitive and hungry. So I'm sure that they are ready to go back to work. I mean, that's how I'm feeling. Not sure how Macy's feeling, but yeah, that's how I'm kind of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, technically, I mean, I guess we don't start shoot arounds until the summer or whatnot, but I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of girls that are, you know, going to be super fired up for the next season. I know a lot of them do AU, and everyone, you know, I mean, we're definitely going to miss Emily, but overall, I mean, everyone's super excited for, you know, getting to play with each other again. And I mean, we might take a week off, but I know at least I'll be in the gym again shooting. So
she will.
Yeah.
This kid will.
Coverage of the girls basketball state tournament was brought to you by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet and check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And that will do it for us this week. We'll be doing more Team of the Week segments coming up in the next couple of days as we try to finish up the winter sports season. We still have Clintonville basketball, Clintonville wrestling, or hockey, I should say, as well as Fox City Stars hockey and Hortonville boys basketball. I believe they're the final four that will be getting you to these throughout the rest of this week. Should be pretty fantastic. But thank you for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic rest of your day. My name is Eric Bookinger, and I'll talk to you later.